And Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the main theme of today's readings is Jesus' promise to send the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit's coming will be celebrated on the Feast of Pentecost in 2 weeks to come. Today's Gospel spells out how we should prepare to receive this Spirit of Truth. First of all, the Gospel that we have heard is a continuation of last Sunday's and part of the first of Jesus' farewell speeches. The disciples have finally understood that Jesus is about to leave them. So they are sad and are asking themselves how they can continue to be with him when he goes away. Jesus promises not to leave them alone without protection or guidance. He says that he will ask the Father to send his Spirit, who will always be with them. But who will receive this Spirit? Who will be worthy of receiving this Spirit? Jesus says, in the first place, that the Spirit is for those who love him, for those who keep his commandments, for those who love others. The world cannot receive it. What does Jesus mean by the world? The world is that part of ourselves, of our hearts, where we store hatred, revenge, hostility, envy, etc. And so the Spirit cannot enter that part. The world has its own spirit, the spirit that urges us to do evil, that urges us to selfishness and all kinds of evil. On the contrary, the Spirit of God urges us to love, to be generous, and to serve others. The world cannot receive that Spirit. The Gospel gives us two names gives two names to the Spirit that the Father will send to us, the Paraclete or Advocate, and the Spirit of Truth. These describe what the Spirit does for the believers. I will explain the first name, the Paraclete or Advocate. The Paraclete is the term used in courts and means the one who stands beside the accused. In Jesus' time, if one was accused of a crime, it might happen that a well-to-do person would come forward and, without saying a word, stand beside the accused. Just stand beside him or her. And if this happened, the prosecution would stop there and nobody would dare to go on with the case. This person was called the Paraclete or the Advocate. That is the one who stands beside somebody who is in difficulties, who is in trouble. So when this name is given to the Spirit of God, it means that the Holy Spirit is the protector of the disciples in their difficulties. We Christians have to believe that the Holy Spirit is always near us, and so should not lose our peace of mind if we really believe. We need not to be disheartened by persecution that comes from outside, nor by the difficulties that come from within the community of faith, and not even by our own sins and frailty, or our own personal evil inclinations. If we believe in the promise of Jesus, we are to be sure that we will not be defeated by any difficulty, however great it may be. In the following verses of today's gospel, which were not part of today's gospel, Jesus promises that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Now, did Jesus forget to tell us something? Why should the Spirit need to teach us? My dear brothers and sisters, the work of the Paraclete is to help us remember, because humanity is prone to forgetting. The fourth evangelist tells us that after Jesus' resurrection, that's when the disciples remembered what Jesus had said and done, and they were brought to a deeper understanding. We read, "So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and what Jesus had said." Even after the cock crowed, that's when Peter remembered what Jesus had told him and began to repent. So we always forget, and it is the Holy Spirit who will help us remember. We need the Holy Spirit to help us remember what God wants us to do, especially when we are confronted with the inability to make decisions. We need the Holy Spirit to help us remember what God wants us to do, when the temptation to sin is overwhelming us and blinding our mind such that we can no longer perceive the truth. We need the Holy Spirit to help us remember what we learn in class, for those of us who are students, so we can put right answers on paper during exams. We need the Holy Spirit to help us remember all that Jesus taught us so that we can follow him, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we may eventually enter into the heavenly city of Jerusalem and live with him forever. So as we prepare to receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, let us keep these thoughts in mind. Amen.